media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A hard-fought game for your team on the road at UAlbany. You come up a little short, 39-31. As you've gone back and looked at it, just give me your impressions on how your team played.
First of all, you give credit to Albany. Did a great job with their game plan. A lot of really good players on that team. You know, we had four turnovers and didn't create any. So that's always going to be a critical issue in your opportunities. Team having four turnovers and you don't have any. And then where we lost the ball, it gave them some field position opportunities that, you know, resulted in a touchdown or field goal. You know, we played well at spurts at times, but again, you know, you have to put a complete game together to give yourself a chance to have an opportunity to win. Had a couple costly penalties that extended a third down drive for them, and one was a roughing the punter situation where they had a chance to again extend their opportunity. So they played well. We didn't play well enough. I was again excited about the opportunity. This team doesn't quit. There's guys, there's players that have a desire that want to be on the field when it's crunch time. And it was good to see that, you know, the one explosive play to a freshman, Kane Everson, he goes and he scores, and we successfully get an onside kick, give us another chance, give us another opportunity. A guy like Bronson Yoder, who returns a kickoff back for a touchdown, I believe right now, you know, the kickoff return unit is number one in the country. He's a freshman. You know, Hollis Mathis, a true freshman, had a 50-yard-plus, you know, quarterback run that put some points on the board for us. And Latrell Scott, a corner for us, another young player, was our defensive player of the week. So there's a lot of good things that have gone on. We need to continue to keep just staying the course, knowing that we have a very good Villanova team coming in here in Williamsburg. They're number one in a lot of categories offensively. Defensively, they're in the top three of categories. So it's going to be important for us to play an ultimate game and play in front of our crowd here and get back on the winning ledger.
Got a couple of media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Bronson, you mentioned Bronson earlier. He's a kid that, when he was in high school, had some ridiculous stats all over the place. But the one thing I didn't see there was kickoff returns. I don't know if he did or not. But what was it that made you think early on that he could be an effective kickoff return weapon?
You know, when you look at people, Dave, you try to assess their skill level and their ability to play on special teams. How can they help? We characterize it as a ball-in-the-hand guy. Bronson, that is that kind of guy. The kickoffs, he was involved in that. As we know, he's had a lot of success with that. We put him back there as a punt returner briefly, and we may do some other things with him, or we're going to do other things with him to get the ball in his hand. So his highlight tape or huddle tape, there's a lot of good plays where, whether it's an interception, you know, caught in the air as a safety or corner, there's return ability. So we know that he's got those kind of skills and that the skill set that he's fast enough and elusive enough that he can, you know, he can take it the distance. So we got to do a better job of making sure that all our ball-in-hand guys, particularly Bronson and then Latrell Scott, those guys have opportunities to touch the ball more times than not. And so we're dedicated to doing that, and we believe he can help us win games, definitely, by when he touches the ball.
He's, I guess, at the moment anyway, listed as safety. Has he played any on defense?
He has. He has, and we're going to get him more opportunities, as I said, to touch the football, or more opportunities to get in the game and make an impact. That's what you want to do with any player that you have. But as I mentioned, the four younger players, in terms of their productivity and what they mean to the program, to accentuate those opportunities as well, and Bronson is definitely one of them.
So, just so I don't assume incorrectly, are you saying that you might be flipping him to the offensive side for some plays?
No, what I'm saying is he's going to have opportunities to touch the ball in other creative ways as well. So, he's demonstrated that, and you know there are some packages, some things you can put together to, you know, to, as I said, accentuate somebody's skill set. Just like Kane Everson, he'll do some things with him. We'll continue to keep finding ways to, you know, to give him a chance to be explosive for us. So whether he's on offense, more special teams opportunities, more returning opportunities, more things that are going to allow him for us to use his skill set.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
And your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach London, you mentioned a lot of those younger guys. You got 9 true freshmen who are involved. In the middle of the summer, did you envision this possibility, or is it something you learned as you progressed through camp and the first few games?
Exactly what you said, John. You look at their high school tape. Some of them came to camp, some of them didn't. When they got into early August camp, you saw and you evaluated a skill set that this guy could be pretty good, but you know, you're going against yourselves and you not really have gone against competition. Then as the competition starts coming about and they're trying to work their way up into the depth, they've demonstrated those performances by being on the field and playing against teams. And so when you see those things, they're competing against college football teams, they're competing and having success, then you give them more opportunities to go in the game. And it's like a Latrell Scott, who, you know, a local kid, Phoebus High School, that got good corner skills. Unfortunately, one of our players goes down with an injury, but he comes in and he continues to play and he demonstrates that he's got the skill set to do that. So, you know, Kane Everson is like that, Bronson is like that, and obviously Hollis is like that. So you never know, you know, ultimately you find out once the season starts. And so that's good for us. It's a good thing for us. It's a good issue to have. And we want to continue, as I said, finding ways to accentuate all the skill sets, the positive skill sets that these guys have.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thanks, John.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Mike, you're obviously scoring a lot of points. I was wondering, I know with this, the offense you have, you're averaging about 64 plays a game. I don't know if you have a number in mind that you like or not. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Dave, we want more plays. We want more opportunities to run plays. And, you know, being a tempo offense, 64-plus, that's good. It's okay. But the last two games we've played in defensively, teams have had 82 and 83 plays respectively. So, you know, the opportunity to wear your defense down and affect, you know, I've heard, you know, people talk about your substitution pattern, the vertical spacing, how you're going to stop this if guys are tired. So we got to make sure that we have opportunities to get some more possessions and run plays. Because I said, of the 13 possessions we had, 5 of them were 3 and out, and you can't have 5 possessions of 3 and out because on 2 of those possessions and 3rd down we lost fumbles. And so when you think about that, that's 3rd down situations that actually the average time was about a minute and 20 seconds, and you can't run a lot of plays when your average possession, unless you're scoring a bunch of points, you know, that it meters out that way. So we do want to run more plays. We're cognizant of that, and we're putting some plans, things together to make sure we do that, because we're playing against, you know, a top 20, top 10 probably Villanova team that's coming in here to Williamsburg, but we're excited about it. It's a home game for us. We're 2-0 at home, and so we're trying to build the positive things that these guys can look at and look to. So, you know, the challenge is this week coming up. Thank you.
Mike, as you touched on, a nationally ranked Villanova team that's 5-0, what, as you've taken an early look at them on film, what has impressed you about them?
Yeah, Rob, Mark's done a great job with the football team there. Their quarterback is outstanding, Daniel Smith. He facilitates the ball. They run a fast tempo. He's a good player. You look at him. He's a veteran. The running back Covington is a downhill runner that makes you miss. He'll run by you. He'll try to run over you. They got receivers that do a great job of catching the ball in the open field. And we talked about getting yaks, yards after catches. Defensively, they're very good defensively. They're in the top three in a lot of categories. The D lineman Fisher, excellent player. They got two corners with size that play very well. And they've done a great job of just what they have. Their scheme is a 3-3 scheme that can cause issues. So, as I said, Mark's done a great job. His staff has done a great job of putting their plan of attack together. And that's the great thing about college football. You have a chance on Saturdays to go against each other and compete. So we look forward to Villanova coming 3:30 here in Williamsburg.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for your time as always, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. Bye.